Now I'd like to invite the boys and girls, members of our church school, to join me here at the front for a few moments. Come on down. This is very impromptu. I'd like to turn the pages on this thing. I'd like to turn the pages when I tell the story. Okay. There you go. So you can have the stool. Whoop, I think I left the sheet in there. Yes. Hi, good morning. How are you guys today? It's good to see you. When I was away last Sunday, I missed seeing you. All right, why don't you guys come in this way a little bit, okay? I should have put a... Okay. How about grabbing that? Could you grab that rug and put it over the grate here, please? It's right up there. Come on in a little closer here, okay?
The rug.
I forgot. Something I forgot to do this morning. Put the rug on the grate. All right, guys. Hey, can you come in a little closer here? Because we got to put something over that grate, okay? Hello? Hey, guys. Got to move up this way a little bit. We got to put that where you're sitting.
This will make it softer for you.
Come on.
I like it.
There you go. Stand up. Here we go.
This will get warm real quick.
Yeah, you're going to get warmer than you want to be if you sit there for too long. Okay. Got a story for you today. It's called In God's Name. It's about a kind of, I started to say an argument. It's more like about a discussion over people had about what a proper name for something is, and Kathy Grossman is going to show you the pictures as we start. So she'll open to the first page, which is, that's the one. When the world was created, all living things on earth were given a name. Plants and trees and animals and fish. Each person, young and old, had a special name, just like each of you do here. But no one knew a name for God. So each person searched for God's name. The farmer, whose skin was dark like the rich brown earth from which all things grew, called God Source of Life. The girl whose skin was as golden as the sun that turned night into day called God Creator of Light. The man who tended the sheep in the valley called God Shepherd. The tired soldier who fought too many wars called God Maker of Peace. The artist who carved figures from the earth's hard stone called God my rock. Sometimes the people who called God by different names were puzzled. They said, every living thing has a name. The marigold, pansy, lily, the oak tree, sequoia, and pine. God must have a single name that's greater or more wonderful than all the other names. And each person thought his name for God was the greatest. Each person thought her name for God was the very best. The farmer who called God Source of Life said, this is the true name for God. The girl who called God Creator of Life insisted, this is the most splendid name. The shepherd, the soldier, the artist believed they each had the perfect name for God. But no one listened. Least of all, God. So each person kept searching. The woman who cared for the sick called God Healer. The slave who was freed from bondage called God Redeemer. The grandfather whose hair was white called God Ancient One. The grandmother who was bent with age called God Comforter. The young woman who nursed her newborn son called God Mother. The young man who held the hand of his baby daughter called God Father. And the child who was lonely called God Friend. All the people used different names. And they tried to tell one another that their name was the best. And the only name. And all other persons were wrong. But no one listened. Least of all, God. And so each person kept searching. Then the one person who called God Ancient One, and the one who called God Friend, the one who called God Mother, and the one who called God Father, all the people who used different names came together. They knelt by a lake. It was clear and quiet, like a mirror. God's mirror? And then each person who had a name for God looked at the others who had a different name. They looked into the lake. And they saw their own faces. And the faces of others. And they all called out their names for God. Source of Life, Creator of Light, Shepherd, Maker of Peace, My Rock, Healer, Redeemer, Ancient One, comforter, mother, father, friend, all at the same time. Boy, I wonder what that was like. All those people calling out their names all at the same time. Maybe for just a second here, we can try that. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to point to each one of you, and I'm going to give you one of these names. And I want you to keep it in your head until I give you a signal, okay? All right, let's start with Nicole. Source of life. Remember source of life? Keep source of life right there in your head. All right, creator of light. Put that up there. Where are we here? Shepherd, okay? You got shepherd? All right. How about back here? Maker of peace. Remember maker of peace? All right. How about my rock? You got my rock? Over here. Healer. You got healer? Right here. Redeemer? You got redeemer? All right. I'm going to all four of you right there. Ancient one. Ancient one. Up in your heads. Who's left here? Comforter. You got comforter? All right. Mother? Okay. Father? I'll let you do father. How about friend? Everybody got that name in your head? Even if I didn't give you one, just remember one of the names I said to say it anyway. Now, when I bring my hand down, I want you to make like you're all looking in a lake, and you've got all these names. When I bring my hand down, I want you to say the name that's in your head. On three. One, two, three. Very good. All right. That was the way it was. Now the story goes on. At that moment, the people knew that all the names for God were good, and no name was better than another. Then all their voices came together, and they called God one. Let's try that too. When I drop my hand, say one. One, two, three.
One.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much for helping me tell the story today. Kathy, thank you too. All